from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. Local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. One man is dead, the result of that incident at an apartment building on Mountjoy Street South yesterday afternoon. He was taken by ambulance to hospital where he was pronounced dead, immediately handing police a homicide to investigate. Moose News put the obvious question to Timmins Police Communications Coordinator Mark DePazzi, who did it.
We are currently trying to determine the exact nature of the occurrence and who is responsible. We strongly suspect foul play.
The victim's name won't be released until his family is notified. An autopsy will be held. Investigators at Timmins Police say they've solved two credit union robberies 3 days apart with the arrest of two people. The first was last Friday at the credit union on Mountjoy Street North. The second on Monday at the one on Cedar Street South. A 42-year-old local woman is charged with both robberies, as well as possession of property obtained by crime. A 59-year-old Timmins man is also up on two robbery charges. Police say he was the getaway driver. It's time to order refills for the rapid antigen COVID-19 tests your small business got free from the Timmins Chamber of Commerce. The kit allows you to test employees on their arrival at work. If it indicates they should go for a full test, you don't allow them to work that day. Chamber President Rob Knox says it's one way to handle the issue of vaccination.
And I think if a business has concerns about whether or not an employee is maybe infected or has symptoms, this can ease their mind and rapidly check, have their people back in the workplace with the knowledge that it's a safe workplace and a healthy one.
In the first round, the Chamber helped more than 300 small businesses between Matheson and Moosonee. Finally, this afternoon, the Ford government is looking to grow Ontario's auto sector by building at least 400,000 electric and hybrid vehicles by 2030. Premier Ford and Vic Fedeli, Minister of Economic Development, announced the next phase of the government's auto strategy.
Premier Ford and I presented our commitment to building the auto industry of the future, and that means building the cars, making the batteries here in Ontario, making the parts, and mining the minerals.
Fedeli says that's where the North will benefit from mining the minerals in places like Sudbury, Cobalt, Hearst, and north of Red Lake, then making the batteries. Along with becoming a North American automotive innovation hub, the province is looking to secure production mandates for hybrid and electric vehicles and create a domestic battery ecosystem. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.